Bienvenue à tous. My name is Jerry Wagasha. I'm a partner at CDH. I'm also on the board of the French Chamber. I also run the podcast Jerry Talks, and we thought it would be a great idea to interview Thibault this evening. And so thank you for being part of the audience. Laugh at the appropriate times, cry at the appropriate times. Don't make us cry, Thibault. Okay, all right. So Thibault, let's start off. You're the CEO of TotalEnergies Kenya. Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us about your upbringing. What led you to this position that you're in right now?
Good evening, everyone. So I'm very happy to be here. For me, it's my first podcast, so it's a discovery. To start us off, you want me to speak about myself? So
yes.
Okay. I come from the west part of France. You know, I'm a Louo or Louya of France. Let's say Brittany, you know, in French. And I grew up in a military French school because my father was an officer. So I'm quite used to discipline, discretion, sense of mission, let's say. But, you know, when you are in this type of schools, you want to escape, you know. So you think about adventures. I really wanted to live some adventures, and it's what I'm doing here in Africa.
I mean, how did your upbringing then influence you deciding to go into the energy sector, or even, you know, your profession? Where did you go to school? What did you study? You know, all of those things.
Yeah. So when I finished my business school, I went to do my military services, and at the end of my military services, I had two choices. Let's say one was passion. I could work in rugby. I'm really fond of rugby.
Okay.
And I could be the marketing manager of the top 14, you know, top 14 in French. So I'm really fond of rugby. And I know quite well Serge Blanco, who was the head of top 14 at this time. And on the other side, I had a proposal for working for TotalEnergies, Total at this time. And so it was a passion against reasons, but I took the reason. But, you know, I think it's quite coherent with the adventure test, you know, because I can say 24 years after that I've found the best travel agency in the world.
Okay.
I think TotalEnergies is clearly the best travel agency in the world. So yeah, I'm quite happy.
Excellent. Tell us, where has TotalEnergies taken you? Where have you been posted? What kind of roles have you had before becoming the chief executive?
Yeah, so I started in France, in Toulouse, in the south of France, and after, because I love rugby, it's the city of rugby, so I wanted to start here. But I went to Africa. So I went to Burkina Faso. I was MD in Burkina Faso quite young. I was 30 years old. So it was at my beginning. 4-5 years in Ouagadougou.
Well, how did you get an MD position at such a young age already?
It's a lot of chance.
A testament to your excellence. Okay, continue.
No, it's a lot of chance and opportunity that I took at this time. You know, Ouagadougou is not all the people want to go there. So
I can understand that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was very happy to go there.
Okay.
Finally, yeah. So I stayed 5 years in Ouagadougou, and after I went to Dakar. I was MD in Dakar. I went to Morocco also. And I was the head of the retail for Africa. I came back to Paris. And yes.
And now Nairobi. Yeah. So you've been in Nairobi
now.
1 year.
Yeah.
What is the surprising thing about Nairobi that you find? Or what one thing would you say was unexpected when you came here?
You have to listen a lot of speeches.
Okay, so a lot of speeches.
And okay. You have to give a lot of speeches.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But usually you are standing, so it's
quite bad for the batch, you know. Tonight is not the case. Mm-hmm. So you're lucky, but yes, you have to listen to a lot of speeches. But most seriously, I think I was really surprised by the quality of the education.
Okay.
Clearly, when I look at my team, it's a really high-level team with a very good level of education. That's the first thing. The second thing, I would say that the complexity of the business,
okay,
in comparison with the other countries that I know in Africa, yes, it's clearly complex. I think it matches the European test for law, you know.
Yeah.
In terms of complexity,
the regulation, the
regulation, and so on. So yes, it's really complex. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I think it's funny because it is vibrant, because it is digital, because it is innovation. Because when you want to test a new product, when you want to launch a new product, you use a social network, and you can see immediately the reaction in the sales.
Yes, all right, excellent. Those are all very positive things about the business environment that you've experienced in Kenya. What are the tough things that you've seen that were unexpected? If you can tell us, I guess.
You know, as TotalEnergy CEO, so I have to... We are a listed company, meaning I have to manage the CMA, which is a really well-organized organization, no problem, but it's a lot of complexity. And also, I have to align the head office plus the local aspect, let's say, plus a local board. So I think the most complex, it's not really complex, but it takes a lot of time.
Okay.
So you have to align people from the head office, from here, from the board, from CMA, from and also from your company, for sure.
Okay. So all things that are, I guess, business type things. When you're in a tough situation and you're facing that kind of pressure, what guides you? What is the thing that makes you keep going?
That's a tough question. personally, you know, I've got a bit of gray hair, so...
Just a bit.
So I'm quite experienced. So let's say I know when the situation is bad, I know that downs are coming. I know that quite quickly ups are coming. So, and the longest the down is... The longest also the ups will be. So I
guess what you're trying to say is that nothing lasts forever in terms of if it's bad, it'll come back up at some point.
Yes, because it's sort of experience.
I guess that can keep you calm. What is the toughest situation that you faced and how did you overcome it? Maybe not in Kenya necessarily, but throughout your career.
When I was in Burkina Faso, I had to face with a big strike.
A strike.
Yeah, 90% of the company was out of the company. It was a bit difficult. So we had to face this difficult situation with a lot of pressure from the state, because when you stand for 50% of the market share, and your company stopped. It's a bit difficult for for people to move, for police to find fuel. So it's So you had a lot of pressure. You had to explain the things at TV every night.
Yeah.
It was a bit complex.
So how did you overcome it?
Thanks. To the help of a lot of people first, not alone. And finally, I think the bold decision that we took was to ask some people, but it's a bit tricky what I'm saying, but I hope that...
don't worry, it doesn't go to Burkina Faso, the podcast, so okay.
We asked some people to come to the office and to take the position of the one that were.
Also, you replaced them.
Yeah, we replaced them. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I guess that will sort everything.
Yeah.
Out.
So the reaction was quite immediate. You see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. We want to get to know you as a leader, and your leadership philosophy, and how you see your role in TotalEnergies Kenya, and how you want to define that role going forward. Can you tell us a bit about that? What is your leadership style?
I think if I ask this question to my team, the answers will be business-oriented and people-oriented. That's the two main characteristics, I would say.
Can I just push you a bit on that? Because if you say business-oriented and people-oriented, you know there's a complexity around, do you choose the business over the people? Which one do you go for?
I think you cannot do business without people. That's clear. That's the first thing. And you have to align people if you want to do sustainable business.
Yeah.
You can do short business if you want. But if you want, as TotalEnergies and as the French Chamber, if you want to do sustainable business and consistent business, for sure you have to align people. You have to align energies. I'm very sensitive to energies, and I think when...
TotalEnergies.
Yeah, you're right, maybe for that. But yes, I'm very sensitive to people energies, because I think that it is only with that you can move things. And I think the holy grail is when you feel that people follow you. You feel, in fact, the positive energies.
Okay.
So I like this, and I think that's why I like a lot management.
Okay, great. Mm. And so, how do you want to define your role within TotalEnergies for Kenya? How do you see yourself leaving a legacy, or building on what your predecessors have left?
Yeah. So a lot of people before me have worked on the topic, so I'm just here to continue the story. First, but I would say also that so we are a listed company, and we have EP, exploration production, we have renewable production, we have marketing and services, so we have a lot of topics, we have a lot of plants, we have Seveso depots and plants, so it's a lot of many topics, so I cannot manage everything for sure. So I have to empower my team. So my role as a leader is not to be hands-on on everything, you know. So I have to. My real goal is to empower my team.
Yeah. To empower your team. Yeah. Okay, great. And so within that, how do you see the strategy of TotalEnergies evolving over time, knowing that there is so much innovation in this sector, knowing that things are changing rapidly, and you want to be at the forefront of that? Well, at least I hope you want to be at the forefront.
Yes, for sure, we want to be at the forefront. We have a lot of competition, and that's good. Yes, we want to be at the forefront. I will focus only on Kenya. Okay,
yeah.
I don't want to give you the big picture because, just for Kenya, I would say that in the sustainable part, we can do a lot of things. I think. In the new energies also, we can play a big role. We are ready for that. Just to illustrate what I'm saying, I don't know if you know, but we are working with EV partners on our retail stations. Mm-hmm. So we have, I can give the name, I think it's good for them, Ampersand, Rome, Arkride. So you know that they are the one that do the swapping for the
yeah,
EV
so the
batteries.
So it's now it's a kind of a new business, and actually some of those are our clients. So it's basically leasing of cabinets for electric vehicles. So what you do is the battery swap happens at the petrol station at the TotalEnergies.
Yes.
So it's a completely new business entirely.
It's
a segment of the business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the growth is really impressive. Huh? You know,
yeah.
Just to give you a taste of that, we are doing I think 3,000 swapping per day,
mm-hmm.
meaning more or less 100,000 swapping battery swapping on EV battery swapping a month. So that's huge.
That's huge.
And I think it's just the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that is just the beginning. And because Total Energies is spread across, you've got a very wide network, you're able to then reach all of those, EV drivers are able to reach your stations, they're able to swap the batteries, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, great. All right. In terms of the culture and what you want to how you want to influence, and this perhaps will go both to the chamber and to your role, how do you want to influence the culture of the Total Energies, how you work, and then also in the French Chamber, how do you see your role as the chair evolving? What will you bring to us?
As Total Energy was the president of the French Chamber.
Both. Yeah. Let's start with Total first.
With Total. Okay. Mm. I think we have to put a bit of innovation, and we can. In Kenya, people, as I said at the beginning, are very reactive to innovation. So I think we can continue to innovate. People like that. It's also a very very good tool of management. Yeah, because first of all, I like it, but innovation. But when you ask people to innovate, I feel in the eyes of the people. The will to propose something, to change things,
to try something else.
Yeah. Okay. So they are really, really happy to consider innovation and to push innovation first. Maybe to give you just an example to illustrate what I'm saying, we are working currently with, on the service station, we collect some plastics.
Yeah.
With a partner, Mr. Green. And with this plastic, in fact, we do some PET that we used for new...
What's PET? Sorry.
PET is,
Does anyone know? Huh? Yeah. Some people are nodding their heads. Okay.
Yeah, I think, the PET, it's a small balls of plastic that you reused, in fact. Mm-hmm. It's reused plastic,
okay.
All
right. Mm-hmm.
And with that, in fact, you can build... new packagings, for example, our lubricants, you see?
Oh, lubricants.
Lubricants, yeah.
Okay.
Are done with these reused plastics.
Okay.
Collected on our
On your premises.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's basically using the materials on your premises to then manufacture lubricants with that?
Yeah.
And the packaging for the lubricants.
Yes, you reuse part. You cannot reuse everything.
Parts, okay. Mm-hmm.
But part of your packaging is done with this reused plastic. So I think it's really positive for Kenya.
Yeah.
And we can say today that 30% of our packs are done with these reused plastics.
Okay, great.
Collected on the stations.
Okay, so great. I mean, that is
cycle,
something. Yeah, recycling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something amazing. Okay, let's talk about the French Chamber then. Yeah. I think you were elected. Sorry, I can't even remember the date, but it was earlier this year.
Cannot remember the date.
Yeah, July.
July. But it's a date, huh?
Yeah,
the month of July.
So you were elected in July. How do you see your role? How do you see your role as influencing the changes to the French Chamber? What do you want to bring to it? How do you want to ameliorate it?
First of all, I would like to say that we have to pursue the work that has been done, and the very good work that has been done.
Yeah.
You know that Otman and Laure have done a very, very good and consistent work. We have a lot of members, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
I think that we are one of the most dynamic chamber in... The most dynamic chamber.
Yeah.
In Kenya.
Yeah.
So yes, we are going to pursue that for to start. But that's a good question. The story, because when we started, we had a time together with the board, and you are a member of the board, so you know the story, to discuss about our vision. What is the mission? What are the values of the chamber?
Yeah.
And I think that that's a good exercise. That's not easy.
Yes.
But that's finally a good exercise. And I think maybe I can give the results, no?
Yeah, give the results. Give the results.
So yeah, so we have decided to take a motto, you can say a motto, yeah?
Yeah, to give the French Chamber a motto
yeah.
that will then exemplify the its values. Go ahead, Thibault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the motto is a bit of French, a bit of English. So it's for Kenya, pour la France, and for the businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I guess is the new motto of the French Chamber, for Kenya, pour la France en français, yeah. and then
for businesses.
So yeah. really exemplifying what we want to achieve for the chamber.
Yeah. Mm. Bon, clearly, we want to develop business.
Yeah.
Business between Kenya and France, or between France and Kenya. I don't know in which order.
Yeah.
Clearly, we are really business oriented. So we want to develop business.
Yeah.
And we want to advocate also for the benefit of our members.
Correct.
That's really, really key.
Correct.
One important thing, I think we have to work also as a team. As a team with other chambers, with Eurocham,
yeah.
the new chamber.
The European Chamber
yeah,
of Commerce.
The European mm-hmm. Chamber. So clearly, and Caroline is here. So we have to work hand in hand with the other chambers, especially with the other chamber. And we have also to work hand in hand with the Kenyan partners, let's yeah. say, and especially mm-hmm. the government, and also with France. When yep. I say with France, we have a lot of partners at the embassy. And for sure, I think it's a common exercise all together. I would say I'm gonna try in Swahili. So tuko pamoja, tuko pamoja.
Yes.
Tuko pamoja. All together. So
all together.
To try. Yeah.
You're reminding me of your French ambassador.
No, it's not just a remember of the football. We were the sponsor of the Shan.
Okay. You know? Oh, you were. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The slogan was yeah. Pamoja.
Tuko pamoja.
Tuko
pamoja. Okay. Yeah, excellent. So, excellent. Yeah. I think one of the challenges for the French Chamber is that it's got very large businesses, multinationals, people who operate on a large scale, and then there are very small businesses, and then medium-sized ones. And one of the challenges is always making sure that we're representing. And representing everyone's interests. How do you think that we can do that better for the members that are here?
Yeah, I think it's a quick question. If we take the figures today, I think we are 50-50.
Yeah.
50 big companies and small companies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be frank, I think that... The reservoir, the reserve that we have in terms of new members
yeah.
are more small companies than big companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you want to develop small companies, to develop the number of small companies, maybe you have also to use the big companies to do that. If
yeah.
I take my own example. I know that in my company, we have 1,000 local suppliers. So meaning, and they are all small companies. So I'm sure that we can help to develop, the number of member with big companies. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically encouraging bigger companies, getting to know each other, putting them together, yeah. and knowing that there's someone who can support your business if you're a smaller business within the chamber. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And the legacy that you want to leave behind, I mean, maybe it's too early to say, but maybe you have a plan, I don't know. What is the legacy that you're thinking about already for your tenure?
Ooh, I'm not sure that I'm so ambitious, but I think we have some milestones. We have some milestones. The first one, I would say, is the Africa France Summit In mid-May 26. Okay. That's,
so for everyone who doesn't know, that is going to be a summit that's held in Nairobi. The president of France will be attending. It's going to be huge opportunities between France and Kenya. Talk a bit about that, Thibault.
Yeah, so it will be a very important event for Kenya, for France, but also for Africa.
Yeah.
For sure, the French Chamber has to play a role. Once again, we are here, I think, to help business. So we are going to help to organize this event. And clearly, that's a very important objective.
Okay.
And I know that for Domitil, with our CEO, it's going to be a big task also.
So we can pause there for now.
Yeah, so that's the first milestone. The second milestone, I think, we have also to as I said at the beginning, we have to work all together as a team. We know that Eurosham is starting. We have to play our role. We have to play our role if we want the business to be well advocate.
Yeah.
And that's the rule, that's the game.
Yeah, yeah. I guess for the members that are here and part of the French Chamber, the European Chamber of Commerce, Eurocham, is also new in this space and will integrate a lot of the European nations within it, and perhaps even the British Chamber. And that kind of is boosting the ability of chambers to either lobby, to either network, to make sure that people are well represented. And I think that's something that, you know, just for everyone should know. It's not just about the French Chamber going it alone, it's about chambers integrating as well. Okay, great. Third milestone?
I think we have to respect our values. Mm-hmm. So, as I said at the beginning, we thought about our values. So our values finally are a sort of KPI that we have to follow up.
Yeah.
So we have three main values. It's quite easy to remember because it's three I. So it's integrity.
Integrity first.
Mm-hmm. Impactful.
Impactful. So impact.
Yeah, business. Impactful. And the last one is innovative.
Innovation.
Yeah,
okay.
Innovation.
Okay, great. So I think that just cements what we will try to achieve as a board under your leadership in the next few years. Okay.
That's a guide. Yeah, that's the guide. We have to keep in mind. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. And maybe we can add the number of members, but I'm not sure that is real KPI. Mm-hmm. But if we have more members, for sure we will have finally more businesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It'll be good to get people's reaction to that, feel free to discuss afterwards. Yeah. On the podcast, we always ask for personal insights, career advice. People are always wanting to know more from the interviewee about how they have, successfully managed their careers. So outside of work, what keeps you inspired? What do you do? Do you go camping?
A lot of things. I'm really fond of fishing. I've got a fishing trawler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Brittany. I like golfing. I'm really fond of rugby.
Okay. Rugby we've had, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a big family. I've got four children.
Oh, wow. Four children.
So I've got, I can spend my time easily.
A full life.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you share, if you face a career disappointment or a failure or something that challenges you, how do you deal with that? And I don't want to hear about I take time outside. I want to hear the real.
That's a good question. Not easy one. Once again, I know that I've got gray hair, so I know this story. So I know that it will be better after. I like take my time. So I don't want to react immediately. I don't want to. I want to think about it. I want to. I won't do. It won't be on a whim.
Okay.
It will be. It will be quite. Calm and I have to think about it, to see how to find solutions. I've got a little, let's say, a little trick that I use when I was.
I want to hear this.
So I imagine that I am on the cloud.
On a cloud,
mm-hmm. and I can observe the problem. You know, I can observe the life.
Yeah.
A feeling of a step back. You know, and it's like a bird's eyes view. You know, of the situation.
Okay.
And when I do that, immediately, you know, I feel comfort, and I've got the time to react and to, yeah, that's my trick.
I think that's a very good coping strategy, actually. I think that's good. Okay. We talked about the motto and the slogan for the French Chamber. Do you have a personal motto that you live by?
Life is beautiful and we have to take benefit. Life is beautiful. yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm 51, so I know that, you know, I read an article a few days ago. And the article was saying that on average, we are going to live 4,000 weeks.
4,000 weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm 51, so...
How many weeks do you have left?
So life is beautiful.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. And then do you have a habit or a practice that you do or a working style that you can share with us that you found very effective?
I try to do sport. I try to swim 3 weeks, three times a week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good thing to, to
decrease. I guess in a high stress environment, that's what you need. also, for anyone who's a future leader, maybe even a future leader in Total Energies, what advice would you give to them? What advice can you impart to anyone who is even in a leadership position here?
I think we all have gifts, but we don't have to count only on our gifts. And the most important thing is to have a project, a vision. So even if you don't have all the gifts, and you find the right people, and you believe in your vision, in your project, I think it's the most important thing, for sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You can be very good at mathematics, but finally you can stay a mathematician. But you want to do something more. In fact, if you believe it, if you have your vision is really clear, I think it's the best important things.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. We usually do a quick fire round, which I hope you haven't read the questions. Did you read the questions?
No?
Okay, good. Okay. One book you think every young leader in business should read?
The Bible.
The Bible?
Yeah.
That's very surprising. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, the Bible. I think it's a good lesson. You know?
All right, great.
You know, when Jesus is going to wash the feet of his disciples?
Disciples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good example. Huh?
A lesson in humility, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. A quote or a motto that you turn to when navigating tough decisions?
Life is beautiful. It's the same, you know, I'm quite simple, but...
Okay. Yeah. If you had an extra hour every day, what would you do? What would you use it for?
I for sure take a nap.
Take a nap. Okay. Tea, coffee, or something stronger? You're French, so I'm going to say wine, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, I'm totally natural. So I'm multi-fueled. Mm-hmm. So there is no problem. I can I can drink anything, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In the 1 year that you've been here in Kenya, what hidden gem have you discovered that you really like, somewhere that you really like going to, somewhere that you fancy?
So I like golfing. So I went to Great Rift Valley.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's so beautiful to golf, surrounded by wild animals, and so it's,
That's my idea of a nightmare.
A gem, yeah.
But okay, all right. The last film or documentary series that you watched, that you can recommend, actually?
A beautiful one. Sad, but so beautiful. La Vida es Bella. It's a movie from Roberto Benigni.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a story of a father and his son in a Nazi concentration camp.
Okay.
So it could be very sad, but finally it shows that it's love, even when the darkness.
In the toughest situations.
Yeah, in the toughest in darkness situation. You know. Okay. So it's really wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thibaut, so much for your time on this talk. I want to give anyone in the audience who has a question for him an opportunity to ask that question. And we'll give you the mic for a second. Anyone? Okay, I've seen one person there.
Good evening, sir. I call him Big Bro. Mine is a quick fire, not a question, rather. I know you've been in Kenya for a while. And sometimes you normally say you are Gen Z. So which is your best Gen Z move? And can you show us? It's supposed to be fun.
Is this like a dance move?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Can I do it with a mic, you know?
I can
do it. Okay, don't try.
Well, yeah. After.
Okay. There's a question over there.
Good evening. Mine is a simple question. With the way the AGOA thing is going and they shut that down, what's the plan for the French Chamber in terms of either taking over some of that business or at least impacting that business positively? Because, I mean, a lot of jobs are going to get lost within the Kenyan sector. So is there a plan for you guys to take over part of that market share or anything?
I think it's a complex question, but let me try and rephrase it. So your member is talking about AGOA, and that's the American, I guess it's the, what is the initial? Growth opportunity something. And because of the new regime in America, it's kind of shut down. So he's asking whether the French Chamber intends to take up any of those roles, right?
Thank you for the question.
It's a tough question.
Well, I don't want to speak about market share, considering the different chambers. I don't think that that's really the point. I think we have really to work together to all together improve the business in Kenya for all the companies. And if we advocate all together, for sure we will be more efficient.
I think where perhaps there's a difference between your question and what Thibaut has answered is that the French Chamber is really a connector. Yeah, so we bring people together and then we can create opportunities, and hopefully those opportunities can then multiply for those involved. Yeah, I saw a question over there.
Hi, Thibaut. Thanks for making the time. I'm looking at you sitting there and I'm wondering, you had a mature business in a mature market that is getting more complex and more competitive. And that's a tough position to be in. What is Total's biggest growth opportunity over the next about 10 years, number one? And number two, what keeps you up at night?
In Kenya or...? In Kenya, okay. In Kenya. 10 years, so I was not present. I'm going to start with the last question, and I will come back to the first. What keeps me awake is for sure safety. For sure, safety. As you know, we have a lot of trucks on the road. We have a lot of people. We have more than 5,000 people, and we have plants. We have Seveso plants. We have depot with a lot of fuel. So yes, the risk are really high. So for sure, safety is my main preoccupation, main focus. And to come back to the first question. I think, but it's not a secret, but you know, we have developed EP in Uganda,
EPIS is exploration production in Uganda. We could have done it in Kenya. It's not the case today. We are trying to develop also renewable parts, so we have a solar farm. And to be frank, we could do better. So yes, that's to answer to your first question. I think we can. In the EP part is too late, maybe, but for the renewable part, we could have been more ambitious, and the results are not the one that we could expect. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I saw another question. Okay.
So I have two questions. One is more personal, and the other one is on the business. So I'll start with the business one. I think 2 days ago there was on Reuters that Total is selling its renewable energy business, except in the US, Brazil, and somewhere else. But of course, it mentioned that Africa, you're going to be exiting renewable energy. I don't know if you have any comments on that or whether it was rumors. The second one, you talked about rugby, and I'm also passionate about rugby. Do you have an opportunity to do more for rugby in Kenya? Because I think Total has not been in rugby in Kenya. I think there's an opportunity for you.
Dennis!
Okay, thank you for the two questions. So for the first one, yes, we have sold part of our businesses in solar, in renewable part, at the world level. I'm not speaking about Kenya. But, you know, it's you have to keep in mind that we are, with BP, one of the two last companies, energy companies in the world, big companies, to believe in renewable. And, you know, to invest in renewable today is different than in petrol, because finally the return of investment of this type of investment is not the same at all as in petrol. More or less, in petrol, you do a return of investment of 20%. For renewable, it's difficult to show more than 10%, even if our goal is to show 12% of return of investment. So clearly, we have to show to our shareholders that we are able to achieve this 12% of return of investment. But to do that, we have also to get some cash. That's why we are selling part of our solar farm or wind farm. It doesn't mean at all that we are leaving this part. On the contrary, in fact, we are investing $4 billion per year in this area. I don't speak about Kenya. I think for the world,
Kenya.
But So keep in mind that I'm saying that we really believe that we can thrive in this renewable part. We can show that we can have a return of investment of 12%. But to do that, we need a bit of cash. So we are selling part of our solar farm and solar plant to get cash. Yeah.
On the second question on the rugby, what are you doing for rugby?
So we are doing a lot for football, as you saw. We were the sponsor for the CHAN, and we're going to be the sponsor also for the CAN 27 here in Kenya, Uganda, in Tanzania. So it's good news. So we'll be the title sponsor. And for rugby, you know, Patrick Pouyanné, our big CEO, is really fond of rugby. And so we do a lot of things in the world for that, because we are the sponsor of the FFR, plus top 14, as I said at the beginning, top 14. And in Kenya, we are open to discuss about it.
Talk to Dennis. Okay, anyone else with a question? Just one more over there.
Hello. Merci Thibault pour ce soir. So a question from a French colleague. You mentioned Uganda and Total footprint in Uganda. I was in Kampala last week. So I've noticed that the footprint of Total in the eastern African region, Uganda, Mozambique, is stronger and stronger. And Kenya could be considered, I am considering Kenya as the natural hub of the region. So could be the investment of Total more important in Kenya, not only for oil or renewable energies, but like a regional hub for all the region? That's my question. Thank you.
That's a good question. I hope I hope it will be the case, but you know, it's not my decision. It's not my decision. So no, I think Kenya clearly has a good position in the area, especially for supply. When we speak about petrol, gas, for sure supply is key. So the position that we have in supply can give us some advantage, let's say, to take a stronger position. But I'm not sure that we are going to create a hub here. You know, we like Paris, and people they like also to take Air France to to take Air France to come. So yes, no, people are in Paris. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Thibault. You've been an excellent guest on the podcast, and thank you for taking the time to come and speak to us and tell us about your vision. It's been a great 1 hour. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking your time to come. I think we're moving on to networking. Domiti is waving furiously. Yeah.
Your journey. Thank you as a leader, your vision for the chamber. Make sure that we now, you know, switch on to the networking part so that we can meet our new members as well and enjoy a drinks. And I want to thank as well the patience of everyone who was standing in the back. So we want to recognize that, I think.
Thank you very much, Thibault.